11. Detlef was still alive. Half of his body was numb with shock, and the other half crawling with pain. But he was still alive. Drachenfels's scream filled the hall, pounding like nails into everyone's heads. Stones were shaken loose from the walls by the noise and fell on members of the audience. Every pane of glass in every window shattered at once. Old people died, and young people were driven mad. Detlef got to his knees and crawled away. Genevieve had sacrificed herself for him. He would live, at least for the moment, and she would die in his stead. He could not allow that. On his feet, stumbling, he knocked over a section of scenery. The person who had been hiding behind it, Kaczynski, fled. Ropes fell around Detlef and weights from above. Flats collapsed, buckling upon each other. A lantern fell, and a ring of burning oil spread from it. He had lost his sword. He needed a weapon. Leaning against the wall was a sledgehammer. Kaczynski had hefted it when the scenery was being put together. It should have been packed away. It was dangerous where it was. Someone could easily trip over it on their way backstage. Detlef had fired people for less. This time, if he lived, he would treble Kaczynski's salary and cast the brute in romantic leads if he wanted it. Detlef picked up the hammer, his wrists hurt with the weight of it, and his wounded shoulder flared with pain. It was just an ordinary hammer. But it was no ordinary strength which flooded from it into Detlef's body. As he raised the hammer to strike, Detlef imagined a slight glow about it, as if gold were mixed with the lead. "In the name of Sigmar," he swore. His pains vanished, and his blow connected.